This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A 19-year-old Philadelphia man is convicted for taking part in a series of carjackings that saw three people ripped from their vehicles in the span of an hour. More on what happened from KYW's Nigel Thompson.
Samir Carson Williams was convicted by a judge on Thursday of three counts of carjacking, conspiracy to commit carjacking, and firearms offenses for an early morning carjacking spree prosecutors say he and three others carried out across North and Northeast Philadelphia in early 2024. It happened between January 6th and 27th and began in the overnight hours when Carson Williams and three others stole a Honda CR-V parked in Ron. Then, just before 5 a.m., they carjacked a 67-year-old man, putting air in the tires of his BMW at a Sunoco gas station on North 5th Street in Olney. Around 5:15, the second carjacking happened in Holmesburg along Schellmeyer Avenue near Mayfair Memorial Playground. Officials say two gunmen forced a 34-year-old man parked in a Chevy Equinox from the car at gunpoint and then face down on the ground. They fled in the Equinox and also took the driver's wallet, watch, and power tools. The final carjacking happened around 5:45 at a Sunoco gas station on Rising Sun Avenue near Godfrey Avenue in Crescentville. A 54-year-old man was pumping gas when two gunmen approached and, like the prior incidents, stuck guns in his face and forced him to the ground before one of them took off in his Honda Accord and the other got back into the stolen CR-V and fled. Carson Williams was charged in May of last year and now faces a minimum of 21 years in prison. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.